A very good evening to all of you. Even though you have had a long journey, after entering the campus of Ganesh Sarovar, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? Refreshed? Regenerated already? You need this? You need this 3 days conference then? You already regenerated? Yes. Because this spiritual vibrations and the ambience that we have in this campus, whoever enters this into these vibrations already gets refreshed and regenerated. So from the bottom of my heart, on the behalf of the organization and the behalf of this wing and behalf of the organizing committee, I give you a warm welcome. Welcome to all of you. You are in a spiritual organization, and I hope that your experience here for the next 1.5 days would be really memorable for your entire life. And I hope all of you would take the maximum benefit of this, because out of your very busy life, you have taken out these many days and come here with a lot of expectations of getting regenerated and empowering the self with that spiritual power, that, you know, mental power, with all the abilities that we are, you know, going to talk about during these days. And it is not only a spiritual organization, but also, you know what it is? It's your home. Don't you feel at home now here? Yeah? Because why you feel at home here? It's because it's His home. Yeah? It's the Supreme's home, and it's the Divine's home, and it is our home. Because that close connectivity comes with the consciousness of that Divine. And that's why we get the feeling of belongingness here. And that's where we are, you know, working up to. And before starting on with the preceding sessions, I would like to just give a very brief introduction of what we are, the Brahma Kumaris. I hope most of you must have been knowing about Brahma Kumaris, the activities of the Brahma Kumaris, but I just want to take you all through briefly what we are. Brahma Kumaris have been working for the past 8 years, since 1936. And the main motive of this organization is world transformation through self-transformation. When each one of us feel the need to transform, then each drop of the ocean together, you know, when they come together, it creates that energy, it creates that, you know, momentum. And that's the aim behind the work that we have been doing for the past 8 years. And Brahma Kumaris is just... Brahma Kumaris, the full name of Brahma Kumaris is Prajapita Brahma Kumaris Ishwarya Vishwavidyalaya, is a unique spiritual value-based educational institution. This global institution is dedicated to the goal of establishing a value-based society through spiritual empowerment. When I'm speaking of self-empowerment or self-transformation, when we are spiritually empowered, only then there is a possibility of transformation. As I told, the vision of Brahma Kumaris is world transformation through self-transformation. And this organization was founded in 1936. The main founder of this organization was Dada Lake Raj, who was a jewel merchant and a very rich person, wealthy person, who was in contact with the Rajas and Maharajas of that time, and he had a very good respect in the society. In spite of having all that wealth and all that happiness, all that facility and luxury in his life, he was looking for something very deep in his life. He was very religious and he was worshipping a lot, but in spite of that, he felt something blank within, vacant within. So once he had that vision of a perfect world. As we all know, we are towards the end of the Iron Age, Kali Yuga, and that goes in cycle, and there has to be a transformation. And in all religions, they speak of a perfect time. When the world was perfect, either it is called as heaven, Bahisht, or Swarg, or any Garden of Allah, Garden of Eden, they speak of different things. But looking at the present time, we think that wasn't just an imagination. And how that transformation is going to happen, he had that vision. And how, because for the transformation to happen, the Iron Age has to get transformed. And how this is going to get transformed, only when we take up the responsibility of transforming the self. And when each of us take up the responsibility, then we create that energy, create that momentum, and create those vibrations, and the whole thing can change gradually. With this aim, this organization was established, was founded. And when this organization was established, around 350 small sisters and brothers, you know, the Kumaris and Kumar, they came together and they formed a small organization called Om Mandali. All these happened in Sindh, Hyderabad, now in Pakistan. And all these people, when they came together, they started to discuss about different spiritual aspects of life, about Om and other things. And for the next 14 years, from 1936 to 1950, the penance, that tapasya, that sadhana happened in Hyderabad and Karachi. And for that 16, because in 1950, because of the partition, there was little bit of havoc and all these things happening. And 1950, the whole of the organization was shifted to Mount Abu here. And from 1950 onwards, the service happened. For the 14 years, from 1936 till 1950, only tapasya happened. Only sadhana happened, all together in one place, and that they did a lot of tapasya there. But once they came to Mount Abu through, the ship, because those days we didn't have the air facility or something like that, but then they came here, and then from here, different centers started to get established in India. And the vision that Brahma Baba, whom we call Dada Lake Raj, he had a vision of empowering the women. At that time, women were, confined in between four walls. They were not given so much of responsibility or duty or so much of respect in the society. But at that time, he identified the qualities of women, and he started to empower women. And there's a constitution made in this organization wherein the ladies or the sisters or the dadis are supposed to lead the organization. The chief of organization of this organization is always a dadi or a lady. And because he identified the qualities of the woman, and he empowered women at that time. And now we see that the whole of the centers that we have in different parts of the world, the sisters lead the organization. And many centers started to get established, and from 1960 onwards until 1970, over 200 Rajyoga meditation centers were established within India. And gradually people started to know about meditation and about Brahma Kumaris, and they started to accept. And from 1970 onwards, that was a decade of world service. 1971 was the first delegation which went out to London, and that was the first place where the center of Brahma Kumaris was established. And gradually in 1972, Rajyoga Center in London was established, and in Australia, 1975, Rajyoga Center was established, and in New York, America, 1977, the center was established. And from 1980 onwards, that was a decade of recognition. Because in 1986, UN had declared as the year of peace. And in that year, we had launched a project called Million Minutes of Peace Appeal, wherein we gave the message to each and everyone that if each one of us spend 1 minute in silence every day, if we collect millions of minutes over the years, you know, like at least 1 minute every day, we can spread those vibrations of peace. And for that, during that project, we had collected millions of minutes. Millions of people had come together, and they were committed to spend at least 1 minute a day in peace, to spread that peace into the world. And recognizing that work of Brahma Kumaris, the chief of Brahma Kumaris at that time was Dadi Prakash Mani. And she was awarded the Peace Messenger Award in 1977. Different other countries also recognized this task of ours, and they also awarded this National Peace Messenger Award. And locally, we have been working on the village level, catering to the village level, town level, every level of the people of the society, we have been catering this knowledge. But also on a world level, we are associated with United Nations as a NGO, National Non-Governmental Organization, and also UNICEF and UCOSOC. We get that opportunity to sit together with those people and give our views about international issues. And later on, from 1990 onwards, headquarters of Brahma Kumaris started to expand. Actually, on your sightseeing day, you will be able to visit our original headquarters, the place where we came here in the year 1950. That's called Pandav Bhavan, where Brahma Baba, our founder, he lived from 1950 onwards till 1969. He lived there and did that tapasya there. But then seeing the expansion of this organization and the people coming into this organization for learning meditation, we found the necessity of expanding the campus. So that being a very smaller one, this land was purchased in 92, and this campus was ready by 95. This is called as Academy for a Better World. The campus where you are put up is called as Academy for a Better World. From 1995 onwards, the service here started. And after this campus was constructed, even more people started to come. And then we found the necessity of different other campuses also. I will come to that later. But then from 2000 onwards, we started to recognize the need of mass services, because until now we have been catering to a smaller groups of people, one to one and things like that. Now we wanted to give a mass message to the people, so we started to organize mega programs for 10,000 people, 50,000 people, 1 lakh people in major cities of India. And that's how, you know, people started to come to know about Brahma Kumaris more and more. And along with that, we had launched many other projects as well, and also different programs in the televisions and in different channels of television. We have been giving many programs, and that's how the world awakening of this came in. And as I was saying, along with the Brahma Kumaris, there is one more sister concerned organization which is connected with, to this organization, which is called as Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation. Through that organization, we have been catering to the different professionals, around 20 wings or 20 departments that we can say, catering to the different wings. And this is the IT wing program. So the IT wing is also there. So recognizing the need of each individual, this wing was, these wings were established or founded, because initial days people used to think, oh, this meditation is just for the senior citizens, you know, while those who have finished all the responsibilities, they don't have anything else to do, they can meditate. Then later on, people got to get that awakening, get that understanding, no, the younger people, if they get to know about this meditation, they start to practice this meditation, they can be more efficient, more effective, and their output will be much more. Because when people say that, okay, only after 60 years of age we can we want to meditate or learn spirituality, know about spirituality, I would always say, when does the student study? After the examination or before the examination? When will a student study? After the examination or before the examination? Before the examination, the student will study. If after the examination, is there any value, even if you put in 10 hours, 18 hours of study, will there be any use? Will there be any use? So after 60 years of age, until 60 years you are so busy with your life, with other activities, then after 60 years if you think that, okay, let me concentrate on spirituality, until then you would have finished all the challenges. Most of your challenges of life would have been finished by that time. And then, okay, sooner the better. It's okay. Whenever you come in, whenever you realize that, that's okay. But then younger people, if they have that thinking, okay, when I will get 60 years old, only then I can study, that's a little bit of wrong notion that I can say. So when we are taking care of our family life, professional life, and all our responsibilities, we can meditate. When we meditate, we can take care of all our these areas even more better. And coming back to the campuses of Mount Abu, one is, as I spoke of Gansar over here, and another campus that's there in Mount Abu is Global Hospital. This is being constructed to give that treatment to the rural area that's around in Mount Abu. And also many experts come in and give their expertise and give their services here in Mount Abu. And on the sightseeing day, you will get to visit this place also. And this hospital is so beautiful. It doesn't have the vibration of a hospital. You know, when you get into the hospital, you have that vibrations of suffering, of sorrow. But here, when you get into this global hospital, you feel as though it is a spiritual place. And people really are very happy when they get treated here in Global Hospital. And as I spoke of Gansarovar is in the area, like, you know, 35 acres of land. And you will get to see of more of this campus tomorrow during your lunchtime. There's a campus visit. We will take you around this campus tomorrow afternoon during your after your lunchtime. And the third campus that we have, because after, as I said, after this Gansarovar was constructed, even this became smaller. Small for all the people to come in. So there's one more huge, not a big campus, it's a huge campus down in Abu Road, and with that is called as Shantivan. And it's in 100 acres of, it's more than 100 acres of land, and it has a very big hall, auditorium, wherein we can accommodate 20,000 people together, and that hall is the biggest hall of Asia without a pillar. And you can visit when you go down, when you're going back, you can visit this campus, and that's really beautiful. And one of the beauty of Brahma Kumaris is the solar panels, because when this Gansarovar was constructed, we started to experiment with solar energy, because Rajasthan, we have lots of sunlight here. So we started to work with this energy, and we started to install these panels, and it became very successful. And then when Shantivan was constructed, then we started to expand that there also. And whatever the thing is there, the solar panel is there in Shantivan, that's the biggest in the world that we have. And it has the capacity of, you know, the solar energy we use for kitchen, electricity, computers, all the water that heats up for your bath, that's also solar energy. So for all these, when in Shantivan, when 20,000 people stay, we provide all of these facilities through solar energy. That's a huge project that we have down here. Also we have, but the bigger one is in Shantivan. And now the Brahma Kumaris are a global organization with we have Raj Yoga centers in around 110 countries, more than 110 countries I can say, and 8,500 meditation centers and 1 million practicing Raj Yoga people there. And but we are all connected, people from different countries, different culture, different language, different everything. But we are connected as a one global family. And you are a part of it as well. Don't you think so, Nav? Yes. We are all one global family. We belong to one Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Right? Okay. And now I would like to invite the speakers on the dais for this program. Most respected Karuna Bhai is here, who is the multimedia chief of this organization, one of our very, very senior brothers. And I would like to invite Karuna Bhai upon the stage, please. I would like to invite Dr. Kiran Mai also to come up on the stage and take your place. And Brother Balkishore, please come up on the stage. Ashwin Bhai is also requested to come up on the stage. And anytime, we are expecting Nirmala Didi, who is the director of this campus of Gansarovar, to be joining with us soon. And I would like to request the sisters to welcome our guests with bouquets. Here for a reason, right? We are here for this 3-day unconference. We want to unwind and, you know, get off all the tensions and stresses and just relax. We are here for this 3-day unconference on the topic leadership. And it's a beautiful topic and it's the need of the hour. We all of us want to become a good leader, and different areas that we would be tapping into, and we will be learning more about this thing. And we have been hearing about, you know, software version 1.0, 2.0, or, you know, but have you heard of leadership 2.0? Have you heard of it? Leadership 2.0. So this is something very unique. What is this leadership 2.0 all about? You know, this will be explained to you by Brother Balakishore. And Balabhai is co-founder of SIT Retreats for IT Professional. He has been in the IT industries for the past 21 years and is currently working as head R&D for International Division of CDK Global at Hyderabad. CDK Global is a $2 billion company developing dealer management software with clients in 100 countries. While Bala has been busy doing many things as part of his work, he is also very interested in being part as an experienced meditation practitioner. His desire to share the being insights with the larger IT community made him found SIT Retreats. Bala is also a professional certified coach and accredited by International Coach Federation. Bala has done his management degree from Manchester Business School as a British Chevening Scholar. He was one of the 12 IT professionals chosen from all over India for advanced management program for young Indian IT managers in 2001. By the British government as a part of their Chevening scholarship program. He is also a certified Scrum Master. Most respected Brother Balakishore.
Good evening. So as Sister Suman was talking about Leadership 2.0, so you must be wondering, what is this next version of leadership? And I'll tell you the story behind it, because it's evening, wonderful atmosphere, it's also story time. So I'll tell you the story behind the Leadership 2.0. How did we arrive here? But before that, I'd like to talk about SIT. SIT stands for Spirituality in IT. And we purposefully named it as SIT, because most of the time we IT professionals, even if we are not running around, the mind is always running around. So the idea was to help our friends to just sit there and not do anything, even for a few minutes. That's what we aim to do through these SIT retreats. And what was our intention in founding this? Way back in 2011, we were three of us meeting in Brahmakumari's campus in Hyderabad. We were discussing something needs to be done for the IT professionals in India, where the stress levels are really high. You must have heard this is one industry which is famous for doing everything fast, both in terms of what they write, how much they earn, and how soon they fall sick. Unfortunately, even that, they are very fast. We said we need to slow down, we need to do something, and that's how 5 years ago in 2011 we began these SIT retreats. And the main intention was to make simple yet profound principles of Raj Yoga both accessible and applicable to IT professionals, so that they can increase their effectiveness and efficiency, because at the end of the day, that's what we would want to achieve. And we started those in Hyderabad, as I said, in 2011, where this is one program that has been running every month on second Saturday out of the Brahmakumari's Hyderabad campus for the last 5 years uninterrupted. And then we have spread that sit retreats to Delhi, Chennai, Bangalore, Pune and Mumbai, where we cater to the IT professionals in those cities. And some of the SIT retreats, some of the topics that we have dealt with in these last 5 years, for example, this was one of the first retreats that we did way back in June 2011. It's called Transformation Inside Out, because most of the changes we would like to make outside, thinking that if the world changes, then I'll be more happy. If only my boss listens to me. If only my mother-in-law is more cooperative. If only my son is more cooperative. But we don't understand that change and that happiness comes from inside. For more lasting change, it's always inside out and never outside in. So one of the talks that we organized was Transformation Inside Out, Harmony with Inner Nature, Emotional Intelligence, very important one. According to one study, there nearly 20% of the world's population is suffering from some kind of neurosis, some kind of mental disorder. And in Indian society, we even have a stigma attached with it. Most of the time that comes because we are not taught anything about our emotions or about our relationships, how to deal with another person. We are taught about math, we are taught about accounts, we are taught about physics, we are taught about social sciences, but nothing, nothing about life skills. And one of those most important ones is understanding who I am, why I behave the way I behave, and understanding why the other person behaves the way he or she behaves, what their intentions are, which forms the core part of emotional intelligence. How many of you, I should not be asking that question, I won't embarrass you by asking you to raise your hands, how many of you have sleep problems? Most of us do, so I won't ask that question. This was a talk we organized by one of the premier sleep specialists in India, Lavanya Gelly, who has even started sleep clinics now in most parts of India, especially in Hyderabad, where the sleep disorders, most of us may not understand, they are literally deadly. If you don't get good enough sleep, if you are not sleeping well, I would sincerely suggest, and if it is happening for more than few weeks, do consult your doctor. You need any help, drop us an email. Okay? And we organized this talk on sleep management because there is a set of sleep hygiene. One of those which you can start working on today is switch off your mobiles at least 45 minutes before you sleep. It's too much to ask for, I know that, but it's your life. Because any time you look at that blue screen, it's interesting, we forgot to meet and look up each other. Most of the time we spend looking at a stupid glass. Yeah? And when that blue screen is what we watch, it tricks your brain saying that it is not yet night. And that's why you won't be able to fall asleep very easily. And when some people say, the last thing I do before I sleep, check my email. The first thing I do as soon as I wake up, now you need to choose. Okay. So we had happiness index, you know, that's the goal, that's what we want to be, always be happy, and I'm sure that must be one of your goals of spending 4 days of your time here and traveling from all parts of India, and I'm sure you will, you might have already started feeling it, if not very soon you will. So we organized this talk with Sister Shivani, and now it is established. In the last 30 years, medical science has progressed so fast that now they acknowledge that there is a causal relationship between how you think, how you feel, and what happens to your body. There is an impact by our thoughts, of our thoughts on our body. And those of you who came a few minutes before, you would have watched Mark Waldman speaking, saying, if you are continuously making negative thoughts, if you are always in that negative mode, it literally kills your neurons. It not only gets a lot more disease, but it also robs you of your ability to lead a happy life. So we have Didi Nirmala. We welcome her. So we'll hear more about Devi Nirmala as we move forward, because she is a very big leader in her own right, managing meditation centers in 52 countries of Asia Pacific region. And those were the topics that we were trying to share with our IT fraternity over the course of these 5 years. There's a lot more. If you visit sit.brahmakumaris.com, you will get more details. On the third anniversary, that was a couple of years ago, we invited K.T. Rama Rao, our IT minister. And when he heard about what we were doing in one corner of Hyderabad, it was about 60 to 75 people, or maximum 100 people would turn up per retreat. Then he said, this is something very interesting, very useful. When we have 3.5 lakh IT professionals just in Hyderabad, why are you limiting it only to 100 people? So he said, try to come up with something big where we can share it with the India at large. And then he roped in his IT ministry, and the IT ministry in turn roped in HISEA, Hyderabad Software Entrepreneurs Association, and we together created what's called as Spirit Summit. And it was purposefully done. It was split Spirit Summit so that the IT is highlighted. And the slogan we chose for that, very simple one, from human doing to human being. Because so much of focus in all of our organizations is all about doing. We forget about that being part. And our interest was to bring back that focus and to be able to handle about these aspects which are seldom discussed or paid lip service most often by the organizations or the professionals themselves. Physical health, emotional health, social health, and compassionate leadership. So as a part of Spirit Summit, we invite top experts from all over the world and organize these sessions. Each Spirit Summit comprises of a half a day CXO dialogue and a 1 day conference for IT professionals. And the interesting thing about this Spirit Summit is all these programs are done free of cost and they are sponsored by the IT industry themselves. That's the fascinating part. And some of the topics that we chose for the CXO dialogue, where we invite about 55 to 60 C-level executives who can influence their organizations to think different, be different, and do different things with their employees by focusing on those four aspects which I mentioned, creating structures of wellness in organizations. Because a sick body can never house a healthy mind. A sick body can never house a healthy mind. And if you want to have creative thinking, if you want problem-solving skills, you need to take care of both your mind and body. And creating structures of wellness in organizations was a part of that effort where we wanted to invite the executives to join. And of course, we have the pleasure of having Dr. Kiran Mai, who has been a part of Spirit Summit, has been a very enthusiastic supporter, participate in those CXO dialogue as well as the conferences. And the next one is inner resilience to outer agility. You must be seeing that's the tagline we have for this time's retreat. All of us, most of the organizations, most of you are managers or working for managers who always say, or your CEO speaking about, we need to be agile, we should be able to change things, we should be able to quickly adapt, adopt, and all that good stuff. But what's missing is, where does that agility come from? What is it that there should be something that you anchor around if you want to be flexible? If that anchoring is not there, you will fall off. And that's where the inner resilience comes. Without that resilience, without that ability to bounce back, without that anchor, this agility is short-lived. Hence the tagline, inner resilience to outer agility. So we had this Spirit Summit in Hyderabad in 2014, in Pune in 2015, and in Chennai in 2016. In Hyderabad, it was sponsored by the IT Ministry of Telangana government. In Pune, it was sponsored by Amdocs, Sears, and Barclays. In Chennai, it was sponsored by TCS and Sriram Software Services. And these are some of the SNAPs, participation of various CXOs as a part of the CXO dialogue in Hyderabad. You know, you will meet David very soon. He's also an excellent artist, so we built a very huge wall collecting all the visual representations of those structures of wellness in organizations. That's the CXO dialogue we had in Chennai. And we had Brother Ken, who flew all the way down from Brazil to facilitate this session. And we have the one-day conference, as I was saying, for the IT professionals. In the first Spirit Summit, we had about 1,000 people. And based on the venue, we had packed houses both in Chennai and Pune, upwards of 600 people taking the benefit. That's Sister Jayanti, European Director of Brahma Kumaris. She is one of the enthusiastic supporters and participants and the speakers of Spirit Summit. That's Sister Shivani. You will meet her tomorrow morning. I know most of you are eager. She's going to arrive in the next hour or so. What I was talking about, the audience doing exercises as a part of the conference, it was not always about talk, talk, talk. It was also about being able to do something. So that's a part of Dinesh Kashikar, who is an art of living teacher, who made the people do those, what I call them as at your desk exercises. We are going to share that material even in your office. You can start doing it so that hopefully you will not fall prey to RSIs. Whether it is low back pain, eye ache, headache, shoulder pain, all those, I call all of them as e-diseases. And as a part of Chennai Spirit Summit, we went to meet Arun Jain, who is the founder of Polaris Software. We were at his home and having a conversation about what should we call the Chennai Spirit Summit. So his point was, today's Gen Y and Gen X, they won't be able to relate with Spirit Summit. And some of my colleagues, they jokingly said, we know the spirits. So when it is there, you can call us. Then we figured out there is something we should change in that Spirit Summit or that word spirit, because it's being completely misconstrued. Then he came up with this Leadership 2.0. That's how we have the title. And that's how we chose this tagline, Inner Resilience to Outer Agility. And that's what we adopted as the theme for this retreat. So that's the story behind how we call it as Leadership 2.0. And now you must be asking, that fine Bala, you told us the story, but you still didn't tell us, what is that 2.0? I'm coming there. In Leadership 1.0, you saw only leadership. But as we understood and we have implemented, the Leadership 2.0 comprises of two more very important aspects which are missing from Leadership 1.0. The first one is applied spirituality. More about each of these, and the second one is the science. These things, I'll explain a little more what each one of them means and how we created this retreat's agenda based on these three concepts: applied spirituality, science, and leadership. So if you review the agenda, there's an agenda sheet outside that's pasted on the notice board. We didn't want to print 300 copies and waste paper. You can click it with your camera and then you can keep referring to it. And I hope you're okay with that, because we are very conscious of not wasting things which are used only for a day or two and then just thrown away. And hopefully that would save at least a few trees. So after dinner, if you can have your dinner in time once the welcome inauguration session is over, sharp 8:30, I'll walk you through the details of each of these circles and explain what does applied spirituality mean, how we are using the insights and latest research from science to become better and healthier, and what concepts of leadership we are going to share with you. Is that okay? You like that now? You're excited? Now you know what is Leadership 2.0 and then what is in store for you for the next 2 days? Thank you. Louder, guys. Smile. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brother Bala. And now I would like to invite Brother Ashwant, who is the headquarters coordinator of IT wing of Brahma Kumaris. He has been doing amazing service here in Mount Abu for the past 25 years. He is the head of CSR initiative of Brahma Kumaris. He is the president of Ham Radio Association of Mount Abu. And he is also the founder of community radio station of Brahma Kumaris, which is called as Radio Madhuban. serving predominantly rural population in 200 kilometers radius, and that's been doing amazing service for the past few years here in around Mount Abu. He has received many awards from various organizations for his outstanding contributions to community services. But if I go on to take their names, it will be a long list. So he leads the IT and networking department here at Mount Abu headquarters for the past 25 years. Most respected, Brother Ashwin. And he will be sharing about the IT activities that we have been doing up here in Mount Abu and different places in India.
ओम शांति। दादी जी हमेशा तीन बार बोलती हैं, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। थैंक यू। आदरणीय परम आदरणीय दीदी निर्मला जी, हमारे परम आदरणीय करुणा भाई जी जो हमारे लीडर हैं, और किरणमयी जी, बाला भाई और सुमन बहन, और सभा में बैठे हुए सारे लीडर बैठे हुए अभी तो कंपनी के, कोई कम क्वांटिटी के, कोई ज्यादा क्वांटिटी के, लेकिन सब लीडर हैं, और कोई कंपनी में नहीं है तो सेल्फ लीडर तो है ही है। तो सब लीडर को भी आज वेलकम करते हैं, क्योंकि आप इतनी लॉन्ग जर्नी करके आए और इतनी व्यस्त लाइफ शेड्यूल में आप यहां आए, इसके लिए आपको बहुत बहुत थैंक्स। तो सुमन बहन ने जैसे बताया, हम तो एक सेवादारी हैं और करान करावन हार परमपिता शिव परमात्मा है, तो हम सिर्फ इंस्ट्रूमेंट हैं, तो हम सिर्फ करते हैं, बाबा हम शिव बाबा हमसे करवाते हैं। तो हम लोग सिर्फ सेवा करते हैं और अपनी पूरी डेडिकेशन लाइफ से हम लोग करते हैं। तो पास्ट 30 ईयर से हम लोग एक जर्नी यहाँ स्टार्ट किया है। तो स्टार्टिंग हमने आईटी जो करुणा भाई ने 85 में स्टार्ट किया था लंदन में, तो वहां से फिर हम यहाँ हेडक्वार्टर में स्टार्ट किया। तो लगभग 20 ईयर्स बिफोर हमने आईटी स्टार्ट किया। तो उस समय तो ईमेल और इंटरनेट तो बहुत मतलब कम था, तो हमने वीसैट से 64 kbps से इंटरनेट स्टार्ट किया था। तो आपको जस्ट जर्नी बता रहे हैं। तो फिर वीसैट का स्पीड बढ़ाया, 128 kbps किया, फिर करते करते अभी हम लोग आज 120 mbps पे हम लोग अभी हेडक्वार्टर रॉ बैंडविड्थ पे काम करते हैं। तो जो आईटी डिपार्टमेंट की एक छोटी सी झलक हमने एक बनाई है, तो आपको वीडियो से प्रेजेंटेशन से दिखाएंगे। तो मेन तो जो सीएसआर के बारे में भी आपको प्रेजेंटेशन दिखाएंगे, और अभी इसका एक वीडियो क्लिप आपको दिखाएंगे।
आईटी बैंक सेवाओं की झलकियां दिखलाती इस प्रेजेंटेशन में आप सभी का स्वागत है। वर्ष 2008 में आईटी टीम की सेवाओं की शुरुआत हुई। इसके बाद 2015 में आईटी विंग की स्थापना हुई। आदरणीय निर्मला दीदी जी के मार्गदर्शन से आईटी विंग का एक साल सफलतापूर्वक संपन्न हुआ है। आईटी विंग में कई प्रकार की सेवाएं होती हैं, जैसे कि स्पिरिचुअलिटी इन आईटी रिट्रीट्स, कॉन्फ्रेंसेस, स्पिरिट समिट्स, बीके आईटी प्रोफेशनल्स के लिए रिट्रीट्स तथा समर्पित बहनों के लिए ट्रेनिंग। प्रस्तुत है सितंबर 2015 की आईटी कॉन्फ्रेंस की एक झलक। इस एक वर्ष में हर महीने आईटी विंग के द्वारा विभिन्न कार्यक्रमों का आयोजन हुआ। पिछले वर्ष अप्रैल में ओआरसी में नेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस, दिल्ली में कन्वेंशन, पुणे और बैंगलोर में एसआईटी रिट्रीट्स, मई में गुड़गांव में गूगल इंडिया एजुकेशन समिट, भोपाल की समर्पित बहनों के लिए कंप्यूटर ट्रेनिंग, और पुणे और बैंगलोर में एसआईटी रिट्रीट्स, जून में पटना के इंडियन इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी में आईटी से संबंधित लोगों की सेवा, जुलाई में मुंबई में समर्पित बहनों के लिए ट्रेनिंग, अगस्त में पुणे और बैंगलोर में एसआईटी रिट्रीट्स, सितंबर में मनमोहिनी वन कॉम्प्लेक्स में नेशनल आईटी कॉन्फ्रेंस, अक्टूबर में मध्य प्रदेश के सिंगरौली शहर में स्थित एनटीपीसी में आईटी ट्रेनिंग, इसके साथ ही नवंबर में हैदराबाद के शांति सरोवर में एसआईटी की 5वीं वर्षगांठ मनाई गई। जनवरी 2016 में ओआरसी में नॉर्दर्न इंडिया आईटी कॉन्फ्रेंस हुई, चेन्नई में सीएक्सओज की समिट, और मार्च में चेन्नई में ही स्पिरिट समिट हुई। प्रस्तुत है दिल्ली ओआरसी में हुई आईटी कॉन्फ्रेंस की एक झलक, पुणे में संपन्न हुई स्पिरिट समिट की एक झलक, आपके समक्ष है बैंगलोर में हुई स्पिरिचुअलिटी इन आईटी रिट्रीट्स का एक चित्र। यज्ञ में आईटी विंग अनेक प्रकार की सेवाएं अर्पित करता है, जैसे कि अकाउंटिंग के लिए कनेक्ट वन, शांतिवन का अकोमोडेशन, पर्सनल एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन डिपार्टमेंट, गॉटलीवुड स्टूडियो, ओआरसी का अकोमोडेशन और सेवाधारी डिपार्टमेंट, सर्व सुविधा युक्त डेटा सेंटर, तीनों कैंपस के 600 कंप्यूटर्स को नेटवर्किंग और इंटरनेट की सुविधा प्रदान करता है। मधुबन के तीनों कैंपस में कुल 1000 से अधिक कैमराज लगाए गए हैं। निकट भविष्य में सेंट्रल मॉनिटरिंग सिस्टम का भी उपयोग किया जाएगा। प्रस्तुत है ब्रह्मा कुमारीज की वेबसाइट्स की सूची www.brahmakumaris.com, www.dadijanki.brahmakumaris.com, www.itwing.brahmakumaris.com, www.pmtv.in, www.omshantimusic.net, www.radiomadhuban.in, www.godlywoodstudio.org। आईटी विंग द्वारा दो नए डोमेन्स को लॉन्च किया गया है, जो कि हैं bk.ooo और bkhq.ooo। इनमें सेंटर्स की वेबसाइट बनाई जा सकती हैं। उदाहरण के लिए शक्तिनगर bk.ooo। इसके साथ ही सेंटर के सेवा समाचार, इतिहास, इवेंट्स, प्रोग्राम्स के लिए रजिस्ट्रेशन, एरिया लोकेशन और फोटो गैलरी भी वेबसाइट पर डाले जा सकते हैं। दादी जानकी जी की 100वीं वर्षगांठ के अवसर पर दादी जानकी मोबाइल एप्लीकेशन लॉन्च हुई। आईटी विंग सितंबर मास में लीडरशिप 2.0 विषय पर एसआईटी रिट्रीट का आयोजन। इसके अतिरिक्त एचआर प्रोफेशनल्स, आईटी ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस तथा गवर्नमेंट के लिए विभिन्न विशेष कार्यक्रम भी आयोजित किए जाएंगे।
रेडियो मधुबन के बारे में बताया था, हमारा टॉप 20 इन इंडिया है, जैसे रेडियो मिर्ची ऑल इंडिया रेडियो है, उस अनुसार ये रेडियो मधुबन का एक हमने एक 6 साल पहले शुरू किया था। उसका रेंज मैक्सिमम हाइट के वजह से 200 किलोमीटर जाता है एफएम पे, और इंटरनेट और मोबाइल एप्स में पूरा वर्ल्ड में जाता है, और लगभग 1 लाख लोग सुनते हैं, इसकी हिट्स आती है। और यह हैम रेडियो जो क्लब है, इसमें आप लोगों ने सुना होगा डिजास्टर होता है, जैसे सुनामी होती है, भूकंप होता है, तो उस समय ये इमरजेंसी कम्युनिकेशन लेके हमारी टीम जाती है वहां पे, जैसे नेपाल में हुआ, चेन्नई में हुआ, तो वहां कम्युनिकेशन स्टार्ट करके उनको हेल्प प्रोवाइड करती है। तो करुणा भाई उनको दूसरी तरह से मदद करते हैं, जैसे खाने पीने की चीजें होती है, कपड़े हैं, ब्लैंकेट्स हैं, और हम लोग कम्युनिकेशन प्रोवाइड करते हैं। जैसे ये हमारा एक यहाँ से जो रेडियो स्टेशन जाता है, इस हाइट की वजह से ये बिगेस्ट हाइट इन द राजस्थान एंड गुजरात, तो इसकी वजह से इसकी रेंज 200 किलोमीटर जाती है। और यहाँ से हम लोग पूरे जो कैंपसेस हैं, ज्ञान सरोवर, शांतिवन, वो हम इसी से उसको कनेक्ट करते हैं। तो ये हैम रेडियो के हम लोगों ने एक ऑर्गेनाइजेशन बनाया है। तो अभी अपकमिंग इवेंट्स में हम लोग एक इंटरनेशनल हैम फेस्ट कर रहे हैं 5 और 6 नवंबर को, तो जो भी आप लोग आ सकते हैं तो उसमें वेलकम है। और इंटरनेशनल यूनाइटेड नेशंस से और वेनेजुएला से, इंडिया से जो हैम ऑपरेटर्स हैं वो इसमें भाग लेते हैं। तो ये एक नया एक हम लोगों ने इनिशिएटिव किया है। और नेक्स्ट, इसमें हम लोगों ने हैम में और भी जैसे अवार्ड सेरेमनी भी रखी है, जो इसमें 25 ईयर्स हुआ है उसके लिए। और सीएसआर जो बताया था, कॉरपोरेट सोशल रिस्पांसिबिलिटी, आप लोगों की कंपनियों में भी ये सीएसआर डिपार्टमेंट होगा जो एचआर के अंडर में होता है। तो उसमें हम लोग जैसे छोटे छोटे गांव को एडॉप्ट करके उसको वाटर या उसके लिए सोलर लाइट, ऐसे नए नए सिस्टम्स हम लोग उनको देते हैं। जैसे एलएनटी से हम लोगों ने अभी टाई अप किया हुआ है, ऐसे 19 कंपनी से हम लोग अभी सीएसआर के प्रोजेक्ट्स हम रन कर रहे हैं। उसमें अलग अलग हमने 6 भागों में लिखा है, होलिस्टिक एजुकेशन, रूरल डेवलपमेंट और हेल्थ, वुमेन एम्पावरमेंट और डिजास्टर मैनेजमेंट जो हैम रेडियो के थ्रू, और वाटर और एनर्जी, जो सोलार का बताया, जो हम लोगों का नीचे 2 मेगावाट सोलार एनर्जी तैयार होने वाली है नेक्स्ट 4 मंथ में। तो ये हम लोग अलग अलग कंपनियों से किया है, मिनिस्ट्री से किया है, एलएनटी से, स्टार पाइप है, मुंद्रा इंटरनेशनल कंपनी से, गूगल से, कैनरा बैंक से। तो इनमें से हम लोगों को एम्बुलेंस या बस मिलती है तो हम लोग कम्युनिटी में जाके सेवाएं देते हैं। तो सीएसआर के ऐसे एक्टिविटी हम लोग करते हैं। थैंक यू। तो कुछ अवार्ड्स मिले थे लीडरशिप के, तो उसमें जैसे वाटर के लिए बेस्ट वाटर प्रैक्टिसेस, तो पानी बचाओ बिजली बचाओ हम लोग उसमें अच्छा कार्य किया है, तो इंटरनेशनल अवार्ड्स भी उसमें मिले थे। ओके
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद यशवंत भाई जी का। नाउ आई वुड लाइक टू इनवाइट करुणा भाई इज अप ऑन द स्टेज। करुणा भाई इज द मीडिया स्पोक्स पर्सन एंड ऑल्सो द चीफ ऑफ मल्टीमीडिया एंड पब्लिक रिलेशंस ऑफ ब्रह्मकुमारीज। ही हैज मोर देन 45 इयर्स ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस एज जर्नलिस्ट प्रैक्टिशनर ऑफ मेडिटेशन एंड एज एन एमिसरी ऑफ पीस। While having education in engineering and journalism, he came across Brahmakumaris and started his inner journey. He became the instrument for establishing many Rajyoga centers in southern India while working as a supervisor in Hindustan Machine Tools in Bangalore. A multilinguistic linguist is based in Mount Abu since 1971. Karuna Bhai can speak 14 languages. 14 languages? He developed a full-fledged audio, video, computer, communication and media departments of the organization in all the three campuses. Whatever technology that you see in this organization, whether it's in Pandabhavan, Gyan Sarovar or in Shantivan or in any of the centers of Brahmakumaris, he is the person behind all of these things. He is also the publisher of Om Shanti Media bi-weekly magazine, and he is an elderly brother and fatherly figure in the organization. Many look up to him for guidance and support. Now we will get the blessings of Karuna Bhai.
Om Shanti. As Sister Suman said, I have learnt few languages, but one language I am trying to learn now is silence. Because we IT people usually, we are more silent from voice, but we are extremely busy with our mind. So the meditation is connected with the mind. So where we try to learn when to make our mind silent, it's not easy. It's very easy to make it fast, think fast, but to make it slow. Of course, the meditation which you are going to learn here is not to stop your mind, no. Only you will learn how to manage the mind. Sometimes we call it as mind management. I always remember Sister Jayanti, who is our director in London. If you want a best friend, please make your mind as your friend. So I feel that leadership 2.0 will definitely make you a leader. For making your mind as you want, its speed as well as its quality. Happiness, we feel, that when we feel mentally happiness, yes, that is the happiness. The lot of things what science has given for the happiness, we may not be happy if we are not happy in our mind. We had a problem recently, you know, after the Prime Minister announced Vishwa Yoga Day. So suddenly so many organizations came up that we teach the yoga, we teach the yoga. They have different names of yoga and all that. And I remember in one of the conference, Sister Shivani said, all yogas, what we do for making the body strong, but if mind is not silent or happy, it is not going to give you the result, the happy life, a peaceful life. So therefore, the meditation taught here by our sisters Brahma Kumaris is mostly concerned with our mind. Of course, you are going to have something for our body also. We have to do it. It is essential, at least for IT personalities, because we sit for hours together. For me, I am known many times that he works 18 hours per day. Yes. Many days, you know, the whole night, how it has gone, we don't know. So that's how I also lived in this organization. Even today, if someone asks how many years, I don't know how the days have gone, years have gone. So first of all, you have come to a place, a pious place, a holy place, a pure place, a silent place, where I request all of you to relax physically and mentally, meeting your own professional people, not other people as we see in the world, you know. So this conference is only for you. This is for IT personalities only, because you know what is your problem, how you are leading your life. So I feel that you should refresh also. Then the third thing, most important, is recharge. You go with the fresh energy and with some aim in our life. I don't know, you are all professionals, you know what you are doing, why you are doing and all. But here, you will be coming to know there is something more than what we are doing now. In media, we say it started as a mission. But today, it is a profession. IT also, once it was a challenge for India. I remember our Bhatkarji, when he brought a supercomputer, param computer in the world. So it's a credit. So we, IT personalities, once it was a mission because we wanted to bring our India in front of the world. Now it is a profession. But in the profession, as brother has already said, we are extremely busy. We are given with projects and timings and all that. They are not interested how you do, but they want it to be done within this period and within this time and all that. Like in media we say, aaj tak, then it came ab tak. So, it's a very busy life. But by doing all this, by living in this profession, can we still have a peaceful, loveful, happy life? Yes, Shivani Ben is one of our example. Being an IT professional, being even the director of an IT company today, she can tell us how to be happy and peaceful, and she will be with us. Therefore, it is my pleasure to again heartily welcome you to this holy place, to make you happy IT professionals. As an example, when you go back to your place, others should look towards you. What happened? The change they would like to see, because they also know that you are here and they are waiting to see you back, that they have gone to Mount Abu, a hill station, and to an organization, Brahma Kumaris. Nowadays it is very much popular. Peace of Mind channel is there. Lot of people are seeing it. So therefore, I expect you, within these 3 days, your smiling face, relaxed mind, happy, and then you will be an example where you may advise your friends to visit Mount Abu again. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Karuna Bhai. I hope we all get recharged and maintain the charge for a long, long time. Yeah, we will definitely get recharged, but then to maintain the charge, what you are supposed to do, then you'll be told about it later on, towards the end of this conference. Now I would like to invite Dr. Kiran Mai, who is up on the stage along with us, who is the corporate VP of AMD Hyderabad, Greater Asia at AMD. Prior to joining AMD, Kiran Mai worked with the Indian School of Business as Associate Director, Center for Leadership, Innovation and Change, and prior to that was the VP HR with Kohn Solutions. Earlier, she spent many years in the academic world as Assistant Professor at Central Institute of English and Foreign Languages and Osmania University. Dr. Kiran Mai has a PhD with a specialization in business communication and is currently pursuing second doctorate in organizational behavior from XLRI. She is actively associated with various professional bodies. She has published academic papers, poems, and co-authored several books on communication, prescribed textbooks across multiple universities in India. Dr. Kiran Mai has been an enthusiastic supporter and participant of Spirit Summit. As a leader in technology and meditation practitioner, she will be sharing with us her experience of applying meditation in her personal and professional life. Most respected, Dr. Kiran Mai. Karuna Bhai wants to take leave from all of us. Thank you, Karuna Bhai.
Good evening, everyone. Om Shanti. What really attracted me or brought me to, whether today we're talking about Leadership 2.0, but when I was first invited to be associated with the Spirit Summit in Hyderabad, I was very curious, because I should share with you, as an individual, I'm an agnostic. So I really don't practice any religion, though I'm born a Hindu. And I do have my parents who are ardently religious. I've seen one of my grandparents who actually was an avid follower of Brahma Kumaris. It's very interesting when I look at today, I'm in Mount Abu. He used to talk about it when I was a child. I never related to it. I never understood it. He was also an agnostic, but he was talking about spirituality. Then I had another grandparent, my maternal grandparent, who was extremely religious, I would say. That's his DNA. He was totally involved in constructing temples, in social service, community-related affairs, whether it's with family, extended family, and others. So he's known, he's led his life entirely working with the communities around. So I had this influence in the family where one grandparent was completely leading the path of religion and talking about Hinduism, values, and so on. And I grew up where I had to read out stories to my grandfather, maternal grandfather, where he used to say I was the oldest grandchild. So he used to ask me in his later years, in fact, saying, can you read out this shloka? So whether it's Mahabharata or Bhagavatam, Devi Bhagavatam or Ramayana, he used to make me read out. And I can openly tell you all, I never related to it at that point of time. It didn't mean anything. It was like one of those tasks you do. Because, okay, grandpa is asking me, let me just indulge in it. And then I had the other granddad who was agnostic. So I was thinking, okay, that's the gene which attracted me. Because with education, with the scientific rational thought, many of us are blessed with. And especially when we go into the stream of scientific education, what happens to many of us is we start looking at logic and we start questioning everything. We question the status quo. So we don't necessarily just follow something because someone is asking you to. You'd question it and you'd say, oh, I don't believe this. So given this rebellious nature, as well as looking at all these aspects, it's just sheer convergence perhaps when a few years ago, when they talked about, why didn't you come in and talk about it? I said, what is it? And one of the topics when they said, we just want you to share your experience of being in the IT industry and talk about emotional health. And we just started talking. The way the whole narrative came to me was, it struck me, we're not really talking about religion here. We're not really talking about practicing a religion. What we are referring to is us as an individual. What happens to us in terms of our mind, body, as well as the emotional being? Does it always connect with each other? Is it in cohesion or in coherence? Is it in sync? There are lots of times, all of us, I'm sure, whatever may be your age, you have already experienced that your mind and your body sometimes do not seem to be in coherence. Right? Your mind is telling you something, your body seems to be doing something else. There's a disconnect. Similarly, your emotions sometimes don't seem to be in your control. Or maybe it's most of times also. You suddenly think, what happened to me? Why did I do whatever I did? Right? Because the moment you lose control over your emotions, you either feel embarrassed, you feel insecure, or you feel as if you're exposed. And then begins again in terms of a reflection, and then you start looking at, or you look for some help, either externally. Most often it's external. Maybe somebody in the family or a friend with whom you'll have an outpour of your emotions or some incident which triggered it and so on. When we start looking at it, what happens to us with so much of educational wealth most of us have amassed, at least in this hall, in this audience, I'm quite confident we're all educated, very well endowed with education, and lot of exposure to the world. Despite that, with all the advancement we're referring to, we seem to be challenged constantly in relationship management, in managing the basics certain times, and we are struck by one of the words Bala was mentioning earlier is the pace with which life moves. It seems to be maddening at times. Everything today in the world is you want it faster, quicker, sooner. That seems to be the mantra. And you associate success with these terms, especially in the industry I represent, and I've been with this industry for more than a decade, and I currently work with one of the Fortune 500 global number one when it comes to the graphics technology. AMD, it's a chip maker. These are all finest brains in the world when it comes to that particular technology. They are talking about cutting edge technology. Fantastic engineering brains across multiple countries. Whether it's in Israel, I've been to any country, whether it's in Europe, Middle East, Asia, and other Asian countries where I travel constantly. One thing which strikes me today in this industry, as Bala mentioned earlier, is we're doing everything faster, much more efficiently, more effectively, but in this, we're losing ourselves. We're losing that finer piece of us because we have not found our roots or really moved to something which gives that resilience. Some of the shockers in the industry for us is people are getting into a diseased phase, whether it's mental, emotional, or physical, much faster than it used to be. In 40s, we are now witnessing in the industry I'm part of certain issues and challenges which we have never ever heard of. And it's not one individual or two. So it's whether it's lifestyle you call it, the inner turmoil they go through, or whether it's marital discord many of them are going through. You can name several, and several of you must be witnessing it and experiencing it. So one of the awakenings I would say is what is happening to us as human beings when we seem to be getting more of everything in terms of the materialistic benefits, the exposure, you know, whether it's travel, the wonderful places we can go to, money can buy us so many things today. Right? But there's something which is grossly missing in all this, that's the self and the peace with self. That is the striking piece, my association with Spirit IT Summit and the body of Brahma Kumaris is that word of a simplistic way of saying Om Shanti is, you're just talking about peace. Peace for oneself, peace for everyone. I think it's just not the word, but it is endowed with such rich meaning. And today when we look at the professionals in IT industry, what they're clamoring for is most importantly that inner peace. All of us have heard of Bill Gates. All of us have heard of Steve Jobs. For many of us, they're iconic role models for what they have accomplished in terms of leading the organizations they have led and what they have accomplished from a material wealth. But you have also heard of what Bill Gates finally chose to do at a certain point in his life. And he said, enough, I've established. Now I'm going to leave the reins of this. There are others who can lead, but I'm going to go spend my time in philanthropy and various other things which would give me that peace and inner calm. Steve Jobs, again, we know the story of what happened to him. And in his last days, any of you who haven't read his biography should go ahead and pick it up. You will hear from him what he has experienced and what he has actually pined for and realized in the last days about relationships and what he missed out in not focusing while he was in the mad rush of, I mean, he's done something beautiful. All of us are very proud of his accomplishment, but there's certain things he missed out. So these are iconic figures and hence I'm talking about them. But we have several among us who haven't yet started looking into their own inner self and reflecting, spending at least a few minutes in a day to reflect on the self. And I think these are the retreats and the kind of get-togethers we get into which makes us think of this. And one golden thing I should say when I met Sister Jayanti for the first time
It's not just about looking at her visaj. It's that inner calm, that richness and wealth of someone who seems to have really reached the transcendental stage. It's just a beautiful moment. I think those are the experiences I wish every one of you will be able to capture. Listening to somebody like Sister Shivani, who herself is an IT professional, but understanding the world and filtering through the layers of the negativity of the society we all live in, and how do we bring in the positivity through all this? How do we build in our own positive resilience? Because it's the same senses all of us are blessed with. How do we leverage these senses? How do we filter through these and really look at what is positive around us and start building brick by brick those positive layers so that we can all move together in such calm and harmony is what I have learned and experienced as my own self-experience. And I wish ardently that IT professionals specifically, because that's where I belong, and we have seen this is one industry where we have, and the scary part of this is India today is proud of its demographic dividend along with China. In fact, India is going to beat China by 2050 in terms of the numbers. That's what the social scientist predictions are. Given all this, the millennials as they're entering the workforce, I can see several of you out there, and I'm really glad that you have chosen to come in here and start off listening to some of these and participate in these and experience these. Millennials are coming in such huge numbers, and they are the ones who are supposed to be, quote unquote, again, very focused in certain areas, but also the ones who generally have what we refer to as attention deficiency. How do we really create this resilience from within so that they are the ones who are going to build for us a future and build for themselves a glorious future which is synergized and harmonious across the globe? I think that's where we are really looking forward to retreats like these and experience sharing and learning through Raja Yoga and meditation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kiranmayee. Now we would like to inaugurate this conference officially by lighting the lamps. And lighting the lamp signifies the ignition of the soul, how we ignite the soul with the power of knowledge. Once that awareness, the spiritual awareness is there, so then there is light in the life, there is understanding. Light is the thing of knowledge and the wisdom. So I would like to invite the dignitaries on the dais to come up near the lamp, and also Mr. Raghu Anantranarayan, please come up on the stage, and Mrs. Renu Khanna, Mr. Hardik Parekh, Mr. Ghanshyam Purswani, and Mr. R.K. Upadhyaya, please come up on the stage to light the lamp. Mr. Carlo and Mr. Samir Dadia and Deepak Subramanian, Mr. R.K. Vidyan, who is from the Ministry of Textile, Jaipur, please come up. Deepaben, if Deepaben is here from Mumbai, please come up on the stage. And Sanjeev Gupta Bhai from Delhi, please come up to light the lamp.
Sure. शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए, अपने अपने मन में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए, अपने अपने मन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से, सुख ही सुख कण कण में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए। परिवर्तन की है ये बेला, ये जग बदलने वाला राजयोग का मार्ग यही है, सहज सरल निराला दिव्यता की बन जाए मूरत, मंदिर से इस तन में जग उजियारा होगा प्रेम से, सुख ही सुख कण कण में शुभ संकल्पों के दीप जलाए।
All of you have been sitting for a long time now. I would like to request all of you to stand up, because the next talk that we are going to listen is from Nirmala Didi, and it will be very empowering, and we want all of you to focus. So before that, we will do a slight exercise. Okay? Raise your hand. Front. Down. Front. Up, front, down. Up, down, front. Up, front, down, side. You're confused, right? Okay, just turn towards your left and right. Smile to your neighbors. Please sit. We will listen to Nirmala Didi, and in continuation with that talk, we will then meditate along with Brother David's music. Okay? I would like to give a brief introduction of Nirmala Didi. Dr. Nirmala Didi is the director of Brahmakumaris in the Asia Pacific region and Gyan Sarovar campus, and also the chairperson of IT Wing of Brahmakumaris. A medical doctor and a yogi, Dr. Nirmala combines the pragmatic qualities of a doctor with the mystical understanding of Raja Yoga. She has been practicing Raja Yoga for the past 54 years since she first came across it in December 1962 in Mumbai. She continued her medical practice there for another 10 years. During this time, she was also running a BK center until 71. In 1965, she established a clinic specializing in disease common to third world countries, and discovered that her patients responded much better when the treatment was supplemented with meditation. Eventually, Didi moved on from practicing medicine in favor of meditation. For over 30 years, she has been heading the administration of Brahmakumaris in 15 countries with 72 centers, 56 sub-centers and 4 retreat centers in the Australasian countries. Didi presently is based out of Gyan Sarovar, an efficient leader, guide and inspirations to thousands around. Didi, we would like to hear from you about how you managed to be this with so much on your shoulders and yet so light and so energetic. Most respected, Dr. Nirmala Didi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti is a greeting of peace. Or it also means, I am peaceful. Reminding myself that I am peaceful. And whoever we meet, rather than saying hello, we say Om Shanti. Reminding them, you are also peaceful souls. So the dignitaries sitting on the stage and those who are sitting in the audience, there have been thousands and thousands of leaders, but some have left their activities deeply in the memory of the society, and they are remembered a lot. For example, Mahatma Gandhiji, Dr. Martin Luther King, Saint Teresa, Nelson Mandela, etc. I had a fortune of meeting the leaders of Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, Prajapita Brahma, who left this body in 1969. I started studying this in 1962. I also met Mateshwari Saraswati, who was supposed to be administrative head of this organization. So in this organization, we have leaders who are doing both the jobs, administrative and spiritual job. And our aim in this organization is to lead more with love and at the same time keeping balance of love and law. Because Prajapita Brahma, which means father, and we used to call him Baba only, and Mateshwari Saraswati we used to call her Mama only, and the senior sisters who led since 1936, we call them Dadis or senior sisters. Didi is a modern term for senior sisters. So some of us are Didis, some of us are Dadis, and we do double the job, like administration as well as spiritual teaching. As we understand, leader has to be visionary. They have to have vision. And they should be very enthusiastic to share their vision with everybody and really helping them to follow their vision. And Brahma Baba had right from beginning the vision that we want to establish pure, peaceful, happy, healthy world, which is known as heaven. And in India, whoever leaves body, we say he has left for heavenly abode. Even in Christianity, we'll say he has left for heavenly abode. But heaven, unfortunately, is not here. Whoever has left body will be taking rebirth in this iron-aged world only. But our aim is to establish divine kingdom of Lakshmi Narayan, or what we popularly call as Ram Rajya. So Ram Rajya was here in Bharat once upon a time, and we can establish it again through our transformation. Because we need to transform each and everyone in Bharat. If they become like Ram Rajya, Raja. Because it is said, Ram Raja, Ram Praja, Ram Shahukar, Base Nagari Jiya Data Dharam Kavkar. So in the kingdom of Ram, everybody was like Ram. Whereas at the moment, we see, as the Prime Minister, President of the country, so the subject. Everyone corrupt, greedy, and doing all sorts of things. Politics has not good name in the society nowadays. So leaders should be assertive, efficient, dynamic and fearless. Because when we are having some new vision, naturally there is opposition. Just as Christ had so much opposition, all religious founders, they had so much opposition, but they continued their mission with their deep love and enthusiasm. So we should have that qualities. Leader should be charismatic, flawless, and we will have to see that we are leading by our example. Because unless we are good example, we will not be able to convince the followers to lead us. Leader has to be completely dedicated to their task. Because task has to be there. But as we understand, after all, we are human beings. Our responsibility is not only to our profession, but to our family, our friends, society, everybody. So we have to see that we are having a balanced life, looking after everything, family, as well as our profession, our body. Because many times what happens that those people who are very busy, they spend hours and hours together in their office. Naturally, I know of quite a few CEOs just spending time in office, having cups of teas or coffees and biscuits and takeaway food. So they don't have balanced diet, not good health, become stressed, and working long hours, the mind is not really so much concentrated. And naturally, if you are working long hours under stress, tension, deadlines, etc., there is so much tension and anger. And naturally, the relationship, either at home or in the job, are not so good. Leader has to be courageous and confident. Leader has to have discerning power. And that's what we found with Brahma Baba. He could see the person and make out what sort of a person he is, what is his future, what is his past, etc. And once we know the quality of people we are leading, we can use their speciality. Or if they don't have that speciality or efficiency, we can inspire them, we can encourage them. And having that sweet and loving nature, we will find that the staff that we are working with, we are able to help them, manage them very well. So Brahma Baba had the discipline, lawful as well as loveful. As a teacher, he was regular, punctual, and he expected all the students, because in Brahma Kumaris Ishwariya Vishwavidyalaya, as it is indicated, we consider ourselves as students, as well as we may be instrument to be teachers or coordinators, directors, all sorts of titles are given. And when there is that awareness that this is the task of Almighty, I am just an instrument, we can remain light. So after Brahma Baba left the body, we had Dadi Prakashmani as head of the organization. As you might be understanding, this is Brahma Kumari Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya. Brahma Kumars are also there on the stage. There are more number of Brahma Kumars than Brahma Kumaris. We have 2 Kumaris and 3 Kumars. So you'll see there are brothers as well as sisters. But Brahma Baba decided to keep sisters in front or mothers in front. So though Brahma Baba was alive, Mamma was like an official head of the organization. After Brahma Baba left the body, we had Dadi Prakashmani. And she was leading organization for over 40 years. And she was also very loving. Even when she used to give a lecture, one lecture, people used to feel, oh, we belong to her. She had that sort of a loving nature that people had a feeling of belonging. And even now, all over the world, we have more than in 140 countries centers, and everybody who comes to Madhuban, we call this complex as Madhuban, they feel that this is our country, this is our family. And though they haven't seen Brahma Baba Mamma, they still feel that we are getting inspirations from them. And many of them have seen Dadi Prakashmani because she just left body in 2009. So at the moment we have Dadi Janki as our administrative head or leader of the Brahma Kumaris, whatever we may call. She's 100 plus, and she lived in London for over 30 years. At the moment she's in London, otherwise she would have definitely met you either in person or through conference call from Shantivan complex, which is there in Abu Road. Leader has to be really not influenced by anybody's view. Though nowadays is a teamwork, we consult everybody, but at the same time I have to see that I listen to my conscience. I have that discerning power and make decision as a leader. Leader has to have that balance, love and law, sweetness and strictness, assertive and flexible, etc. So a good leader will be able to not only lead other people, but should be able to lead oneself. My thoughts, words, action should be under my control, and not I just speak anything, anytime, whatever I feel like, because we have to see that we are not hurting anyone. We are giving respect and regard to everyone, whether they are junior, senior or equal. Because in a society, everybody needs love and regard. And more we regard them, more we are concerned about their well-being, we will find that we are able to take more work from them. Because as an organization, we have talked to many companies and self-management and leadership programs we have done in many, many countries. And companies and countries. And what we have seen is, when management and the staff has been looked after equally, the staff feels a bit regarded. Because once in a company, management had very good facilities. They had nice canteens and nice food and all. And the staff didn't have nice canteen or food or sitting room, etc. So then the staff was unhappy, discontent, and they wouldn't cooperate so much. But when they had this seminar on leadership and self-management, they were given good facility, the staff was given good facilities, and there was more efficiency of the staff, and that helped them a lot to have more production. So a leader should be able to choose right helpers and training them, trusting them and encouraging them. Because more people are trusted, more they will be able to do their job properly. If leader has negativity, think, oh, they are hopeless. Naturally, they will be performing in a hopeless manner. Because whatever our thoughts are, we can transmit through our vibrations. And that's why more we are positive, more we will be able to help them. So, before we start our meditation, I'll talk little about meditation, though in the morning sessions you will be given in detail the lessons on meditation. But now from 7 o'clock we will be having meditation. And in meditation, what we try to, because meditation that we are practicing is Raja Yoga. Yoga is union, Raja is king. So union which can make us king of our own mind and sense organs. At the moment, what we find that we are subservient to our mind. Mind is wandering here and there and everywhere. And though we don't want to worry about anything, still we worry. Though we don't want to get angry, still we get angry. Means our emotions are not in our control. Our mind is not in our control. So as much as we have this inner strength to control our mind and sense organs, we'll find that we are able to have communion with Supreme Being or God. So as we know, in a society, some people are agnostic, some people are atheist, some people are theist. So whatever you are, it doesn't matter. Because I have seen many atheists becoming theists, many agnostic becoming theists, and start believing in God. And once I have communication with Almighty, naturally I'll be receiving the strength that I need. Because it may be not all of us are loving or sweet or having different powers that are needed to be leader, but we can acquire them. That is always possible, that through meditation and through understanding, who am I, who is God, what is my relationship with God, and what I can receive from God. Because at the moment what we usually do is just pray God for our well-being or happiness or health or somebody's health or something like that. But the thing is, through meditation we can acquire any power that we need. And in our society we need many, many powers to live a harmonious, loving life. So we will, for a time being, we will forget the world outside, our relations, everything. Just focus on Supreme Being, and Suman Ben will be giving commentary as how to guide our mind. Because when we keep our mind very quiet, people complain, oh, my mind is wandering here and there and everywhere, and I can't focus. And many people have started meditation but gave up. So meditation is nothing but remembrance or union of self with Supreme. And that everybody in all religions do it. But one thing I should say today, God is one, and one for everybody, whether somebody is Hindu, Christian, Sikh, Parsi, Christian, anybody. So we will meditate for 15-20 minutes, and you can sit, relax, and at the same time remain alert, because sometimes we relax too much and after being tired, what happens? We can fall asleep. And our meditation is open-eyed, keeping the eyes open. You can focus on light, infinite light, or on any object that you feel comfortable, and at the same time listen to the commentary and guide your mind to those thoughts. Om Shanti.
Your back straight. Both the feet on the floor. You can fix your eyes on any one point in front of you. Gradually withdraw your mind from the surroundings. From the people around, from the sounds, and try to focus in the middle of your forehead. on the screen of your mind. Try to visualize yourself. As a tiny point of light. A sparkling star. Beautifully shining in the middle of my forehead. Even with my eyes open, I can see myself, a sparkling star in the middle of my forehead. I can feel it. I can feel the energy. Radiating from my forehead.